Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Deb Skarms now playing right field. Ted Gulick now playing left field. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2. And the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Kramer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Fox moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garms. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Ed Wells now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Athletics. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Majeski for a passed ball. Melillo scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West bunts towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wells moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gulick scores. It's 8-5, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wells bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to third for the out. Burns scores. Levy moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, Athletics. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Coleman strikes out. The ball gets by Farrell. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Johnson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garms strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a line drive towards third. Sharon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-4 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing right field. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Burns moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Ed Wells. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8. And St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.